Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio, with your host DJ Smith, the international call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Cyanide Night.
Interface complete.
DJ Smells So Good on
the corner of 34th and Shelby Street. And if y'all have some water, bring all the latest hits and old school gospel rap. Slow jam.
DJ Smells So Good.
I know some of y'all chicks be like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this, they done been through that. But when you got a good, I put it down. And when he's doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked, for real.
Girl, don't be slow when I get your home and put some food on you. You know I keep it real, that's round and tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, but it ain't no game.
Right here,
do my thing.
Right here,
it's hard to see, can't do it like me.
This right here, and this right here, makes up, makes all lame disappear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. In the morning, she cooking me breakfast. Straighten me a top, cause she don't talk too reckless. Diamond princess, diamond necklace. This right here makes her miss it. If I'm away, away too long. This right here, got her so gone. Got her own ringtone when she call my phone. Very independent, head game strong. And this right here, pop my Dutch, then I switch my gears. But sweet, nothing's in her ear. Raw deal, raw deal, this right here.
Girl, don't be slow when I get your home. Put some food on you. You know I keep it real, that's round and tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, no, it ain't no game.
Right here,
do my thing.
Right here,
it ain't hard to see. Can't do it like me, better get it for
this right here. Yeah. And this right here, keep her coming back, that's this right here.
Baby on my mind. She from the hood, but the talk ain't real good. Real pretty little smile.
feel good. My little princess give a nigga success. And with the success, she can have all this. Hey, she gon' stay my main. Cause ain't there none of these bitches like mine. I'm getting money in the fast lane. If I get caught, little mama gon' maintain. Keep her mouth shut, cause little mama know the game. That's why I love her, man. That's why I cover, man. I bet you wish you had a man. No, no, she don't ever change lane. No, no, she don't ever change lane. She in my lane till I beat, I say, little mama.
This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Yeah, this don't make no kinds of smitty. What you got to say about
oh,
that?
Man,
you know, what I am,
down the
me down, can't let it get me down. Working, working. Life is different now. Got responsibilities. When my family is sleeping, I'm thinking and dreaming and break it down. There's something like this. You're holding me down. It's holding me. Holding me down. Got to be free. Y'all can take this time. Y'all can take some pills. Y'all can take this. Give up, 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 up.
Oh, yeah. The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smell-a-Melon.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smell-a-Melon.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Everybody, let me hear you say,
yeah!
Let's go get loud, everybody in the building.
Come on!
Let me hear you say,
yeah!
For all my hustlers on the block, getting quack off pop like war. Let me hear you say,
yeah!
If you know you put it down for your town, rip it hard.
I'ma kill the spot. You already know what I do, how I do when I do it. Ain't a damn thing changed now. It's straight low records, baby. And you know we coming hard, putting our bullshit aside, ready to ride. That purple be keeping us high. You know how we do. It's goofy bone and bruise, bruise. Getting so loose with attitudes like what it do. Homie, who is you? We stacking our paper, reaching for the top. Ain't nobody in this group gon' stop. Homie just went to our CD drop. I guarantee that the shit won't flop. Yeah, and you know where I'm bound. Home of the Shark Tank, cruising on the east side. Smoke a blunt to the face, that's how I get high. Let me get a Caesar salad and a large fry. Cause I'm a big boy and big boys need big meals. Riding big wheels, keep it so trill. Yeah, homie, I'm for real. You think that you keeping it real? Homie, I think that you keeping it fake. Get your bitch ass up out of my face before I knock you down into your place.
Jessica's in the house, and I thought you knew. It's Goofy Bone and Bruce Bruce, the dynamic duo. Stepping on lanes, cause we straight out of San Ho. The east side is my side, you better watch the homicide. My Glocks are ready to do the crime, and if I fuck up, I'm doing time. But I never do, that's why I'm on the grind. Steady collecting my paper, trying to catch them falling dimes. As a hustler, shit, you need that paper. Money is the ruler, just like on Green Acres. Up in Northern California, we got that tree. Smoking every switcher that the liquor store could feed. And my life is full of greed, and I know that's a sin. But I'm repping unlimited, don't let me tell you again. To all the ladies, ride my shit. To all the gangsters, got your shit. Bruce, Bruce, tell them how we ride and rep.
They are describing is a complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting. Is a complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting. What they are describing is a complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting.
Thank you.
Listen to old fiddler if he wants to keep it alive. You in America now. You hear me talking, nigga? You in America.
Shouts out to new music right there, you know what I'm saying? Straight out the Netherlands, man. The motherfucking Bilderberg Group. And if y'all ain't familiar with the Bilderberg Group, you motherfuckers need to look that shit up. You know what I'm saying? This is, yeah, there's a lot of reason why y'all keep talking about the world is fucked up, because you got a couple of stupid motherfuckers that's got their foot, you know what I'm saying, in the wrong places and shit. And I don't mean in your ass, but I mean in the world's ass. You know? And today is Too Much Music Thursday, man. Let me go ahead and tell Timmy to bring a couple of people off in this mood I make out, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to get back into it. I'm working on a project right now. And that's why I'm playing a whole bunch of music. I got to get all the independent artists, you know what I'm saying, get them some shine. And in the meantime, do what I do, and that's get my editing on, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm working on. So, hey, you got another track there, Cyanide?
Hey, you want more tracks where that came from?
Yeah, political grunge music, people. That's what I'm talking about. It's political grunge music. You know what I'm saying?
It has to be political. Oh, then I gotta search a little.
And no, I'm just saying that's what that song was. You know what I'm saying? That's political grunge music. Yeah, you gotta love that shit. Heavenly Angel, Falling Out.
Happy me.
What's up? Why you ain't been online lately?
Well, a lot of reasons. I'll be there soon. Right now, I'm in the hot tub.
All righty then.
You hear the water?
Yeah. You sure that's water?
Yeah, that's
water.
Well.
Would you like some fries with that shake?
Just saying. I'm just saying. Hey, don't worry, girl. You know.
It's okay now. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. She's in the, she's
hot
in the
tub.
Old hot tub, people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me jump on it. Get on up in that thing. I got a song for you, too, since you're sitting in the hot tub. Oh, yeah. I got a song for you. Come right back.
Open it up, baby.
Oh, yeah. Think about smelling on this song. Goofy boy.
How you doing?
How you doing, Miss Nice Long Hair? Don't mind me, I like to stare. Just thinking what I could do to you. One-on-one, girl, you be through. Lying in the bed, just full of steam. Had you thinking that this was a dream. Don't worry, it's not a scheme. I just want to get you in a hot sex scene. She wants to look it up and down. Mr. Bone just going downtown. Wild riding me all damn day. Hot sex from Saturday to Sunday. You know that Sunday moaning. She wants to get the last of her moaning. Gotta give her one last little spell to make sure you rock them bells. Baby girl just got it so good. Making her fall in love with the hood. Adding her number to my phone. Hitting her up when I'm home alone.
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things. Freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing all. Don't be scared, girl. Drop them draws. The night is young. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Damn, look how she moves.
Move.
Body of a goddess, what it do.
What
all I wanna do is get it on with you. Let's leave the club and get sexual.
Sexual.
Different location every night.
Every night.
Any position that you like.
That you like.
Rough, soft, slow, fast. Pulling on your hair while I'm slapping your ass.
Slapping your
doing
ass.
The things that you wanna do.
Wanna do.
All you gotta do is get that fruit.
Get that fruit.
Girl, I'm the truth. Your man's so fake.
Fake.
If you blink his eyes, you're the one I'ma take.
Okay.
Call me George, I'll call you Jane. My jungle, ride my veins. Being and your man are not the same. You're coming home with me cause I got more games.
Game.
Please you, please you, show you what it
show
is.
What it
I
is.
Don't give a damn if you got
you
kids.
Got
living with your man cause you make plans to come with me to a different land.
Different land.
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality.
Reality.
Let's do them things, freaky things, anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing all.
Bearing
don't
all.
Be scared, girl, drop them draws.
Them
the night draws. Is young. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Sex ain't none to me. If you're a bitch, I fuck off your sleeve. That ain't none but the G and me. Handling business so drastically. Jamming in till you get it all. Let me do the work so you can have a ball. Your legs a little shaky, I hope you don't fall. Man, it's coming down like Niagara Falls. She wants it from behind. This bone is touching her spine. Baby girl don't understand. She swears to God I'm Superman. It's just my power from the hood. I'll never leave you in disgrace, and I put that on the angels that guard my face. I'm just a one-night stand. I never ever could be your man. You just got served by Goofy Bone. My job is done, now where's the next one? Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things, anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing all. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, but you do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Ay, papi, eres lo mejor en mi vida. Ay, papi, Dios te ha bendecido con una gran pasión. Ay, papi,
que me hace explotar en cada venir.
Ay, papi,
¿por qué no me haces tu mujer por ahora?
Ay, papi.
Yeah, this is why DJ smells so good, man. Check this out, I'm telling you right now. If you ain't getting no pussy, you ain't getting no dick off of this hill, man, your ass is impotent. And if you don't know what the fuck that means, then goddamn look it up in the dictionary. I don't let you boy smell so good, man. It's like in the game of the same. That's how we get it.
Come through and cut me up. Your face and your smile make the room sparkle up. Sitting back, looking at you, get naked, fucking up. Mommy, let's take a trip, coasting something big and sail on. Don't worry about them, cause it's sail on. Mommy, official is us. Our relationship is simple, honesty mixed with trust. Mommy, you come right on time, never late. Like a good neighbor, call you all day. Got your own car, got your own pad, hella bad. Outfit, match the shoes, plus a bag. Your friends say I'm cool with the crew, I'm bad news. Then let them silly chicks as y'all do. Just be ready when I slide through. Up all night, hanging out, wildin' with no curfew. She like me cause I'm in the game like EA Sports. Her up and down with no hands, it's fireworks. Different positions like that, all kind of sorts. Wet and moist, mommy, I ain't taking no shorts. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight.
I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side and I'm rolling down too. Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side and I'm rolling down too. Girl, you seem so shy. Take a puff of this shit, gonna get high. Mommy, I got six zips, gonna get right. First we'll hit Wolf Chris, it's gorillas in the midst. Don't worry, shit, I got killers in this bitch. Go into the makeup room. I'll be in the kitchen with the chef, getting to take the boom. Tomorrow we can take a cruise in Cancun. Let's make a move. All day, Marvin Gaye on my Carla Cruz. We can watch Martin on the iPod Nano. But really my eye on the crack camo. Mommy, I'm the boss. You can take it off in the downtown loft. My enterprise taking off. Look in the sky, it's a bird. No, it's Juliet taking over like Metro PCS. It's Tampa, girl. We can go around the world in a camper, girl. Fuck pickup lines. Girl, get your behind in the 69 Vert. My air don't work, so you can take off your shirt. Get a tan on your fine complexion. You a dime with Jackson. Mommy.
Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight.
Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side and I'm rolling down too. Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side and I'm rolling down too.
Yeah, if y'all feeling that shit, you know what I'm saying? Hit my boy Justice Oval up in ATL, you know what I'm saying? But he's still at that 813-433-6409, you know what I'm saying? Representing GAMPA, FLA all day, Mr. Snell. So good.
Just a little sexually, you know, provocative music right there, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And that's my homeboy.
Yay!
Oh, no, his name ain't Yay, but it's my homeboy Justice Oval right there representing 813 up in ATL right now, you know what I'm saying? And hard being, goddamn it, hold your ears. And yeah, he holding down real big doing things up there. He got a new group came down here last weekend. He got a new group called Neon, which is two females. I'll be playing they track in a few. I got to download and upload and do all that groovy shit. And, yeah, be checking that out. Shouts out to John Boy the Rapper at blogtalkradio.com/John Boy the Rapper. You know what I'm saying? I sent him some tracks. And y'all can hear what I sent them today live at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? And that's the John Boy Rapper Show. So, yeah. Shouts out to him for playing the music. And if y'all trying to get music played, man, I mean, shit, email it to me. I got a million motherfuckers on Blog Talk Radio that will play your shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do here. We play and break independent artists' music and expose it to the world. And I mean the world. And also, you know what I'm saying, we streaming live. You know what I'm saying? Well, we, what the fuck they call it? Oh man, what the hell they call it? I don't forgot the word for it. When you're restreaming on another network, what the hell they call that? Okay.
Restreaming?
Nah. What's the... Oh. What's the email?
Affiliate station?
No, when simulcasting. There you go. And when you're playing at the same time, you're simulcasting. Now, how the hell you ain't home right now? Oh. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel at the high-tech apartment complex. She got a goddamn computer in the clubhouse and shit. Where they do that at? Rich people. Oh.
Nowhere.
So you send it to me, or you can send it to BTR_ Goofy Bone. Not Gooey Bone, Goofy Bone. @yahoo.com. And then between those two email addresses, you know what I'm saying, we'll send that shit out to any and everywhere. We send music to Miss Computer Lady. We send it to everybody who got a show, you know what I'm saying? So if you in the email database, you know what I'm saying, we just, you know, when people send me track, I just forward them shits out. I do a mass fucking email because I know it's people that I actually know. It's not just a goddamn wasteless ass 300,000 people email bomb like these old dumbass motherfuckers be doing. But, you know, I'm sending this shit to dedicated people that's really going to be interested in your music. You know what I'm saying? And they from different parts of the world. So that's what makes it, you know what I'm saying, real cool. And also, I dropped the link in there for my new website, 813battles.com. It's actually 813battles.webs.com. And that's where you can go. I got more content coming. And, you know what I'm saying, you can go there. And vote on the videos that we got going on down here, 813 Battles. And if you'd like to be a part of the battles, man, you want to come down here and you see somebody that you want to freestyle against, or, you know what I'm saying, you just know somebody you want to freestyle against, you know what I'm saying, hit me up, 813battles@gmail.com, and we can schedule that. We got a new battle coming up in September, so y'all look out for that. We got Orlando coming down. It's going to be Tampa versus Orlando. And whoever the hell else that wants to come and get in between that, you know what I'm saying, the time we get that popped off. So, y'all look out for that. You know what I'm saying? We got some hot shit that's gonna be coming. So, shouts out to Florida UFOs. Just popped up on here. Flew off in this thing. And shouts out to everybody over there at PSN Radio. You know what I'm saying? That's the Paranormal Soup Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Simulcasting around the world. And I mean the world. Because I'm going to have a page on this 813 Freestyle Battles page also that you're going to be able to, actually, if you want to go here, you know what I'm saying, you can go there. And but you're going to have to be a member. You can sign up and, you know, register and sign up. And that way I can, you know, start building my little, you know, email list for that. And then I'll send everybody out freestyle battles when we actually have new battles or we got new information or whatever. That's for anybody who likes freestyling. You know what I'm saying? Freestyle battles. And that's how we do.
We're still waiting for the first live freestyle broadcast, by the way.
Oh. Well, you know, I used to do that, though, back in the days. But then everybody kept trying to battle me, and then it was like, you know.
Hello, Wiener is DJ Smell So Good. Record the Game Entertainment.
Kick my freestyle. Y'all check this out. I'm on the radio. Too much music show. It's Thursday, you know. And that's it. That's how I won. You know what I'm saying? That's how I won.
Following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah, don't come on here with all that smart thinking and shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, I got to play Cyanide's favorite song real quick, y'all. Y'all hold on 1 second.
It is
titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
It might be my song, my bad. I like titties and hot tub and beer. You know what I'm saying? I gotta make a new song. Hot tub titties. Hot tub titties and beer. Yeah. Oh, everybody sing along. Oh. Then he got drunk and fell off the stool and shit. Damn it, I don't love those motherfucking... Boom. He hit the ground and said, yeah, no. At least this is what I'd be doing.
Well, if he would have sung Titties and Weed, he would have been able to get it up the same evening.
Hey, you know? But some people just, yeah. You know, they just don't know the secret, man. They just don't know the secret. And... since we got a loud train in the background, check this out. Oh, well, I didn't mean check that out. God damn it. Play the fucking promo. Yes, some. All right. Goddamn Blog Talk Radio. Boy, they can fuck up a wet goddamn dream, boy. I tell you, man. Yeah, I was finna play it, but I don't know what the fuck happened. What the fuck happened with the damn promo? Promo! Where to go? Heavenly Angel, you know you can't sit in the hot tub too long now. You know.
Oh, I'm already out.
Get the raisin. Get the raisin effect going on. Oh, no. You know what I'm looking
for? No, I kept those in there for a while.
Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's head. On www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
And since she's just got out of the hot tub, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, baby. Work it. Work it. Work it. Oh, yeah. See those wet hips are working. Work them. Work them. I see you strutting. I see you strutting. Oh, yeah. I see you strutting. Right. I see your strut. Get your strut on. Get your strut on. That's what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, hold on, people. What the fuck is going on? Yeah. If you don't know what I'm talking about, let me let somebody explain it for you. Oh, I like all flavors, people. Fucking right. 33 flavors, goddammit. Huh? This is Bobby Treacherous. Letting y'all know what time it is. Tampa Bay's most unbiased and international DJ. DJ smells so good. My co-host, Dianai. We live, bitches.
Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Tell my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge. And he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper. And maybe he can conquer all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year. I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. No, I really don't care, cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started, I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest, shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest, bitch up in
here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got three stories, all I need is three stories. It's cool with the orgies, hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here? This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air. Come on. Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house, we getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. Y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous.
And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, got the Nutty News coming up, people. We got about 8 minutes to the Nutty News. 8 minutes to the Nutty News. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the songs right here for all the ladies out there.
Yo, John New, this is
DJ.
Party time.
Are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ.
Front to the back, where they at on the floor with a hump in their back, where they at on the floor and it's low.
Time for another news, goddamn it! Time for another news, people. The top of the hour where we bring you news from around the world, goddamn it. And I mean the world. And it's time for the Nutty News. Nutty News Today is brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news, man. And we're going to get into it. Let me go ahead and bring this mofo flipping noise, man. Y'all know how it does. Welcome back, peoples. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. What
I'm
the
ready.
Hell? What the fuck am I at?
Ready to get my nutty on. Come on.
Right. Straight out of the hot tub. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure.
That's right. I'm all hot and ready to go.
We're talking about news, people. We're talking about the news.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nothing but.
Yeah. Sure. But, yeah. This news comes from you from state to state, city to city, world to world, you know what I'm saying, planet to planet, man, because we is international. You know what I'm saying? Up in this mood I make up. And we finna get on into it. Let's go on over here and start this thing off across the world. And I mean the world. In China. Where, yeah, we've been in China before. Yeah. Where a bus is also a tunnel.
What?
Only Chinese people. Chinese designers have come up with an innovative, cost-effective public transport system. The tunnel bus. The remarkable bus straddles two lanes of traffic, allowing cars to drive underneath it while it carries up to 1,200 passengers. It's environmentally sound, too, because it runs on electricity using a state-of-the-art charging system called relay charging. The roof of the bus conducts electricity and contacts special charging posts as it moves along. Hail to the nah.
No, not that.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, it's in the middle of traffic.
If they did that to all the trucks driving around, all the slower traffic, that would be cool.
Yeah.
You would be able
yeah.
to drive your car underneath. But I don't know if I want to drive underneath a truck with nuclear waste or something like that.
But this is a big-ass bus, though. I mean, this is a big-ass bus. This shit look like it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 doors to enter into it. And you know what I'm saying? So you sit upstairs. You actually, I guess you walk up on it. And so you actually sitting upstairs and can look down onto traffic while this big ass shit is moving along. You got to get them. Hold on, people. If y'all want to know what the hell I'm talking about, y'all take a look at it for your motherfucking man. Here you go. Hold on 1 second.
Do those
might
vehicles have a toilet?
Yeah.
Where is that dumped?
Don't think so. Hey, what is that falling on my car? Yeah.
I hope you don't have a convertible.
Yeah. Motherfuckers throwing sodas out the goddamn bus and shit. Puck ass. Anyway, let's go over here to New Bedford. I don't even know where the hell that's at, but that's where we're at. Tough night out during National Night. Night out against crime. What the fuck is that about? Okay. A dangerousness hearing has been scheduled for a city man charged with stabbing a 16-year-old boy during the city's annual National Night Out Against Crime block party. Right. On the same night, city police officers responded to other reports of violent crime, including a shots fired call in the area on Oak Street that resulted in one arrest, as well as a domestic violence incident in which a city man allegedly threatened to cut off his girlfriend's head with a hacksaw. Yeah. It was a tough night. Right. And this night, people are supposed to be dedicated, you know what I'm saying, to having a night out against crime. So it's not supposed to be any crime going on at this time. I don't think they got the memo. Yeah, I don't think so. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Did anybody know that yesterday was Obama's birthday?
No, I didn't know that.
Hey, yeah, congratulations there, 49-year-old Obama. And
are we
celebrating
sure of that,
his,
though?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, that is too true, people. She just hit one on the head there. You know what I'm saying? But I'll give him the old 21-gun salute. There you go, brother. And it's enough of that because you're not 21 anymore. All righty, then. Let's go over here to Washington Dicks on Chicks. Yeah, that's Washington, D.C., people, if you didn't know. Obama bans mailing tobacco products to the troops. I didn't know you can do that anyways.
What kind of tobacco products?
Tobacco, period. You can't send cigarettes and shit. You can't do that. You can't mail tobacco products anywhere, period. You can send care packages and shit, but they ain't supposed to have cigarettes, blunts, and all that shit inside the motherfucker.
They got loads of marijuana fields they've confiscated over there.
That they confiscated. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you know, they don't give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying? They worrying about them opium fields. Now, you let the United States go fucking with them opium fields and confiscate some of that and see if that country don't fuck their ass up. I don't give a damn about that marijuana shit. Bitches ain't, that ain't no cash crop. Yeah, I'm saying the troops, but I'm saying the local economy. They you know, they survive off of opium and opium producing plants. You know what I'm saying? They ain't worrying about that marijuana shit. That marijuana shit grows just as naturally every fucking way around the country, just like opium does. But opium is worth more money than that. You know what I'm saying? In the marijuana. But it might have missed the eyes and ears of the general public that is no longer legal to send tobacco products to deployed troops. That is the unintended consequence of the recent PACT Act, Prevent All Cigarette Trafficking Act, enacted in 2009. The new restrictions were signed by President Obama March 31st, 2010, and it's now the law. Here's the deal. Tobacco products can be sent to APO, Army Post Office, and FPO, Fleet Post Office, addresses only by express mail. The glitch is that most deployed service members can't get express mail. Yeah, so therefore, your motherfuckers might as well not send the shit, you know what I'm saying? But I still didn't know you can send tobacco products, because if that's the case, I would have had bitches sending me blunts long time ago when I was in Germany. Yo, yeah, nigga, send me a whole pack. Now, you got to wrap the box back up, you know what I'm saying, make it look untampered. But send that shit. Y'all done let me in on some shit. What? Hell no. I didn't know that shit. Honestly, I didn't know that. All right, let's go over here to Spain. Tu hablas español? Sí, no te pregunto cómo. Some shit like that, if you understood what I said. Arrivederci to you. Yeah. Sacrifice for Americans, but not for Michelle. Yeah. Good old Obama's in the headlines, people. While most of the country is pinching pennies and downsizing summer sojourns or foregoing them altogether, the Obamas don't seem to be heeding their own advice. While many of us are struggling, the First Lady is spending the next few days in a five-star hotel on the chic Costa del Sol in southern Spain with 40 of her closest friends. According to CNN, the group is expected to occupy 60 to 70 rooms, more than a third of the lodgings at the 160-room resort. Not exactly what one would call cutting back in troubled times. I hope nobody wouldn't get mad, because shit me, sons of bitches, I'll be goddamn all around this motherfucking country. Me and my bitch, you know what I'm saying? Don't never let me become the president. Shit. Yeah, I'm working on foreign policy right now in this hot tub, you know what I'm saying, in Spain. Excuse me, waitress, bring me those foreign policies, please, with tequila on the rocks. Thank you.
Wasn't the correct term foreign relations?
It's all the same. Because relations, you know what I'm saying? If you have foreign,
the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, if you having foreign relations, you know what I'm saying? You can't be having foreign relations now. Yeah. If everybody knows what I'm talking about.
More like it.
Yeah, relations. I once had relations back in my days. It made me all moist. Of course, if you haven't seen Nutty Professor, you don't know what I'm saying. But, yeah. I did. You sent old President Obama a birthday message. Well, congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Hope you didn't donate to his goddamn trickery fucking calls. What kind of shit is that? Send Obama a birthday card and donate $5. The guy look like donating to the president. Who the hell would want to donate money to the president? Do that even sound smart?
Not really. He has to do his job or whatever. Whatever he gets paid, yes or no.
Yeah, fucking, I ain't paying your ass. I wouldn't expect y'all to pay me either. I would expect y'all to motherfucking come and enjoy me on this big-ass barbecue motherfucking that I'm finna throw on the White House lawn. Shit. I be partying my ass off. What? Now, if y'all can get here.
You roasting the pig there?
Nah, we're gonna do pork. Sorry, I don't fuck with pork.
Okay.
But I might have a couple of police officers on the grill. Oh, my bad. For all you pork lovers out there. All right, let me get a little gory with you. And this is right here in Florida, this is less than 20 minutes down the street from me. I say 25. Yeah. And this is actually where old Mr. Mike, the Solution, comes from, right there on Mari Torres' show. Mrs. Mari Torres' husband. Man kills roommate and drinks victim's blood. Yeah, I watched this on the news, and, a Bartow man fatally stabbed his roommate and drank the victim's blood. An eyewitness told police Mauricio Mendez Lopez, 42, was arrested by Bartow police. He is facing charges including second-degree murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, felony battery, and two counts of aggravated assault.
Okay.
How do you get all of that on one person?
What's his phone number? He sounds like a cool guy to hang out with. Not.
Yeah. I'll not be there with him. Yeah. The witnesses told investigators that a ritual in Mexico involves a person drinking the blood from a murder victim to prevent law enforcement from being able to find and prosecute them. That is the most unsanitary, nastiest shit I've ever heard. And it would be just your luck that the motherfucker got AIDS, you son of a bitch. And now your ass get arrested and you got AIDS. Yeah.
Wait, did he drink the blood?
Yeah, he drank the blood.
Doesn't that mean he doesn't need to get AIDS because AIDS is transferred from blood to blood?
So if you drink AIDS-tainted blood, you don't think you're going to get AIDS?
I don't know. Your stomach has some really cruel acid inside that might kill it. I don't know.
Nah,
when you're lucky.
I don't think. If you can get AIDS from sharing needles, brother.
Yeah.
You can, I mean,
but you inject that into the bloodstream directly. So I wouldn't know that. You have to ask a medical doctor.
But you're drinking it directly. It's getting into your pores, into your mucus and everything else. It's in your mouth.
It's getting into your stomach, and that has some nasty acid. I don't know. It might kill it. I don't know.
No, I'm saying
AIDS from having sex. I mean, hello.
Right. You know, I'm saying they say you get AIDS like if you got an open mouth sore. You know what I'm saying? And you know you swap. That's what they say, people. That's what they say. And you swap spit. You know what I'm saying? With a person that got AIDS, you can get it. You know what I'm saying? Through that mouth sore. Any open wound in your mouth.
Open up the lines. Let's call a medical doctor. Let's ask him.
All right. Fuck it, people. We got to go
to
medical.
I did a research report on AIDS in college.
And what was your findings?
Well, you can get it transmitted through, of course, blood, sex. One question I had was, can you get it from kissing? But they were saying no, unless you do have an open...
Yeah, unless you have an open wound, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Blood. Like, you know, you brush your teeth and there's blood.
Right, so this is what I'm saying. Yeah. So if you're drinking blood... It's in the blood. Enough about that gory shit, people. Enough of that gory shit. Let's go over to St. Petersburg, Florida. I know you guys are like, why you didn't give him an award? Not doing the awards today.
He don't deserve one. He got his own.
Yeah, I'm letting assholes slide today. Today is a nothing but nutty news, and assholes can slide day. Yeah. Right across the road, across the bridge, if you guys want to go on and do any kind of racing, race from Tampa to St. Pete. Yeah, but you're probably racing back because they don't play that shit over there. You know what I'm saying? Here's some nutty shit for you. One pack of cigarettes. Yeah. Man stole one pack of cigarettes and thanked the clerk. This is... Why is this even here? Okay. The man placed $2.35 on the counter for a pack of cigarettes. Where in the hell would you buy that at? Not down here, but alright. And when the suspect was told the cheapest cigarettes would cost at least $4, I was going to say... He pulled out a 10-inch expandable silver folding knife and demanded the cigarettes be handed over. The man took one pack of cigarettes, left the $2.35, and thanked the clerk and his wife with handshakes before fleeing on his black bicycle. Hey. Well, he didn't get caught, so I can't even give him an award. Shit, if we read about him getting caught, people, I'll give him a fucking award. Till then, I'll give this another bitch an award. Huh, dumbass. Denton, Texas. Shouts out to Nettie Net, you know what I'm saying? And said it, baby powder fresh J. Representing Texas up there. But, 1992, Mrs. USA is charged with shoplifting. Right. I wonder what she was stealing, makeup? Former Miss USA has been released from a North Texas jail after she was accused of stealing almost $90 in merchandise from a Target department. Target? They ain't got $90 worth of shit up in that motherfucker. That cheap ass shit, man, please. You better all go into the dollar store. The Dollar Tree at that. Alright. Shannon Marquette Marketick, whatever the fucking name is, was released from a Denton jail after posting $500 bail. The 38-year-old former beauty queen is charged with stealing an Oil of Olay Professional Pro X skin treatment worth around $60, along with some baby items. What the fuck is you doing with baby items at 38? Yeah, people, if you ain't had your goddamn kids before 38, I think you've been a little selfish there, don't you think? Something like the 70-year-old chick that just had the baby and almost died from it. Fucking asshole. But anyways, I didn't know the quails had family. All right, man, let's talk about goddamn quails. You guys remember Dan Quayle? I don't. Fucking asshole. But in Arizona, Ben Quayle criticized for family mailer with two kids. You can never understand these nutty headlines, people. Never understand them. Republican congressional candidate Ben Quayle sent out two mailers with pictures of him playing with two girls who appear to be his daughters. One problem. Quayle, 33. Huh?
They weren't his daughters?
Yeah. You already know that. Quayle, 33, and his wife, Tiffany, yeah, have no children. Under Quayle's name is the slogan, "A New Generation." Well, they must have been test tube babies. Oh! Did I say that? Along with a quote from Quayle, "My roots in Arizona run deep. My grandparents and great-grandparents lived in this district. My parents and all of my siblings live in this district. Tiffany and I live in this district and are going to raise our family here." I don't know when you're going to start, but okay. All right, and people, that
didn't you have
no
a commercial
bearing
for that? Was it? Baby overnight?
Oh, yeah, that must have been where he was shopping at. My bad, people. Y'all want to know where he got his kids from and shit. I can hear it in your thoughts. It was like, well, if he doesn't have kids, where did he purchase the kids from? I got a...
Are you kidding me? Have you
good
seen
general
what
place
look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. To risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet.
Be like the quails.
I love babiesovernight.com. That's right, babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to
hurry up. I need a baby for a photo shoot tomorrow. No, I need two. Can you Federal Express them?
Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
Oh.
And in the case of the quail, he asked for the slow delivery of 2 weeks because it was $5 cheaper.
Wow. That's a good one. That was a good one, people. If you're not laughing, I don't know what the f*** is wrong with you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
You know? That was a good one. I like that. I like that. All right, people. Let's see what I want to do here. Yeah, I guess I'll queue up one more. We're going to get back in the news right now. Woman marries fugitive, accused of molesting her daughter.
Right.
Well, I mean, we got that in the neighborhood every fucking day, man. That ain't nothing new. You know what I'm saying? I mean, kids get sexually molested every day, and the goddamn woman don't believe that the fucking nasty-ass man is touching them and shit. You know what the hell be wrong with y'all motherfucking women out there? If your kid come to you and tell you that this stupid motherfucker done put his hands on me, you need to motherfucking pay attention to that shit. There's some dead ass here. There's a lot of pedophilic motherfuckers out there that do that nasty shit. And you dumbass parents out there, oh no, you lying girl, he would never do that. Stupid ass bitch you. Anyways, in Damascus, a Damascus woman secretly married a man immediately after he was charged with sexually abusing her 7-year-old daughter. Yeah, she then helped her new husband stay one step ahead of the authorities, police said. And Barbara Lynn Whitehead, 41, was charged in Clackamas County. What the kind of name y'all be coming up with? Clackamas County Circuit Court with perjury, witness tampering, and hindering prosecution. And now you won't only not be with your fugitive husband, you've abandoned your 7-year-old daughter. Yeah, you definitely get an award. I will definitely make an exception. And, yeah.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. All in favor of her getting that, say aye.
Aye.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Didn't want to be unbiased here, people, but yeah. Some people deserve quadruple dipple awards, and she was one of them. Yeah.
The quadruple triple nipple award?
Didn't put the nipple in there, but yeah. We can get that, too. Here's a pinch on the nipple. Oh, sorry. Heavenly Angel is probably still naked. We can't do that. Just keep it moving, people.
Got the robe on now.
Oh, no. You still in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, all right. Make sure nobody ain't peeking in the window on you. You know what I'm saying? It's just me. Oh! In New York, people, the daughter of ex-NYC mayor is arrested for shoplifting. What the fuck is up with you kleptomaniacs? damn, people. Why do people with money still find themselves stealing? I have to ask myself that because I used to do it back in the day until the last time I got busted. It is a psychological dumbness that people go through. The last time I stole out of the goddamn auto parts store, people, I walked into the damn store. Don't ask me why. Pocket full of money, had like $50, $60 on me. I put a rubber mallet in my pants that I didn't even need and walked out. And as I walked out, there happened to be a goddamn black dude in there that somehow noticed me. I don't know how he noticed me, but he was a goddamn police officer, undercover fucking police officer. Yeah. I mean, and then, you know, when I took the hammer, he's like, what the fuck would you be stealing a hammer for? I was like, man, honestly, I don't motherfucking know. You know, I ain't did it in a while, and I just want to see if I can do it again. And subsequently, yeah, he didn't arrest me, didn't ticket me, but he was like, man, you need to get the fuck up out of here, man, because I'm about to get your ass whooped. So he let me go on that one. But people, Jesus, I'm not rich. I'm not the fucking daughter of a, well, not even a daughter, not the son, the goddamn NYC mayor, but, yeah, the daughter of Rudy Giuliani, the former federal prosecutor and one-time presidential candidate, was arrested today when she allegedly tried to shoplift cosmetics. Cosmetics? Shit, you can't go to the dollar store and buy a damn fucking dollar lipstick?
Oh, no, that's too cheap for people
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's too cheap. Yeah, she's probably in goddamn Macy's or some fucking where. You know what I'm saying? According to police, Carolyn Giuliani, 20, was taken into custody at a branch of the Sephora skincare and makeup store near the home on the Tony East side of Manhattan. She shares with her mother, Donna Hanover, a former newscaster who divorced from Giuliani in 2002. Well, you're just a dumbass. That's all I can say for her. But she's not as dumb as the chick that stole goddamn, what the hell was it? Was that Winona Ryder?
What did she to steal? I have no idea.
I think she stole her jewelry. Yeah, the chick stole the chick's jewelry, broke into her house, stole her jewelry and shit, and then wore the goddamn jewelry to court. Right.
I don't remember that story.
Right. You know what I'm saying? People do some asinine type things out there. And, yeah, she was one of them. Let's get a little tribal in the background, people. Once again, shouts out to everybody hanging in the, hanging out on the bridge, Florida UFOs, Mr. Goofy, Heavenly Angel, of course, chilling outside the hot tub, getting unwrinkled. Miss Computer Lady, aka Miss PC Boom, and Mr. Sight and Eye, and the Jackal, representing Pea Soup Network, because we're pissing all over you other networks right on peasoupnetwork.com. Well, sorry, people, psnradio.com, which is the Paranormal Soup Network. Yeah. Fuck, man. We're still here, people. Damn it! Florida? Shit. Charlotte County, Florida. In the news too that damn much. But teens exposed breasts and man is arrested.
Huh? Yeah, I understand what's following. Read the story.
Charlotte County Sheriff Bill Cameron was out making appearances at the various locations for National Night Out and was a witness to two 15-year-old girls exposing their breasts to motorists. He then witnessed 33-year-old Robert Lee Blevins taking a photo of the girls with his cell phone. Based on the evidence, Blevins was charged with felony possessing photographs of sexual performance by a child and his misdemeanor contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, so
the parents don't get nothing said to them because your goddamn punk ass daughter sticking their little ass titties out the motherfucking window. Bitch, I would have took a picture of their punk asses too. They didn't have, hey, I'm 15, you know what I'm saying, on the ID and shit while they was doing it. And if you're doing a goddamn grown woman shit like that, you deserve what you get. But sorry for you, dude. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you should have been on the low with your cell phone. Dumbass. Yeah. Hey. All right, man. Let's go over here to Older the Shoulder Boulder Holder, Colorado. Yeah. ACLU, I need to send off my YouTube videos that they've been asking me about because, I still have an open case against the goddamn Tampa Police Department for fucking arresting me while videotaping they dumbass doing a goddamn routine traffic stop. When stupid motherfuckers on YouTube want to go on my goddamn YouTube videos and say, hey, they were just doing their job. You stupid moron. If you would have motherfucking paid attention to the goddamn little description on the side, you would have paid attention that I got arrested for doing what everybody does. And that is goddamn just pull out a camera and start videotaping shit. Because, hey, if I pull out my Google Worldview right now, I'm pretty sure I can see most of you guys sitting at your house right now. So who's the real violator here? Yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar. ACLU suit allow prisoners to mail letters to underage girls, but I don't motherfucking approve that one. Ever since a couple of inmates accused of sexual assault sent letters from the Boulder County Jail to underage girls, jail officials decided to change their policy on prisoner correspondence. Since March, inmates may no longer send enveloped letters out of the jail except legal mail to their attorneys or mail that is deemed official business, such as banking or medical correspondence. The American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado filed a federal lawsuit against Boulder County on behalf of five prisoners who say their free speech rights are being violated. Just a question, though. Wouldn't that fall on the parents to actually give the letters to their child before actually reading the letters?
Sounds logical to me.
I mean, why would you, if you seen some shit that said Florida State Prison, and this shit is addressed to goddamn little Caroline,
you
gonna
go,
get that
I
to your...
you got a letter.
You're just gonna get that to her. Come on, people. That come on now. That's asinine right there. I mean, and that is a violation of free speech. But then at the same time, I mean, that falls on the parents. If you're letting your child read that shit you just as responsible. You know what I'm saying? You come on. Go ahead, ACLU. This is Florida anyway. This is, you know, the land of the motherfucking ongoing lawsuits anyway. So, you know, hell, people are suing for, you know, light pollution. You know what I'm saying? Shit, people are suing because, you know, you guys polluted the water. I mean, people are suing because they got spit on. You know, people are suing for every goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? Just to get a quick buck. And it's not quick when you're suing people. It is not quick. All right. This is our first time. We're all in Khartoum. Not cartoon, people. Khartoum. Khartoum. The Sudan. That's right. Where men beaten for wearing women's clothes. Which they should be. Sorry, people. I'm not for the cross-dressing or the Dennis Rodman look. Yeah.
Dennis Rodman look.
Yeah, fucking Dennis Rodman look. Yeah. Now, a Sudanese court had 19 Muslim youths flogged in public for wearing women's clothes. The punishment was carried out immediately after sentencing by the court in Omdurman, which lies across the Nile River from Khartoum. Hundreds of people looked on as each young man received 30 lashes. Again, unless they're over 18, why in the fuck are the parents allowing them to wear that gay-ass shit? Parents should be flogged too, goddamn right. Flog, I'll hit their ass in the head with a rock. Pow! Why do you do that? Why do you do that? Because you goddamn let your son walk out here and drag. What kind of gay shit is that? Damn, people, I mean, you know, some things just, you know, people take free and dumb, you know what I'm saying, just overboard, you know? You got the free dumb to do certain things, but you don't have the free dumb to be dumb and allow your goddamn kids to get flogged and shit. Man, that's fucked up. All right, well, y'all can take y'all ass over to Iraq, the Sudan, Saudi Arabia, any and all the motherfuckers, because you won't catch me there. Shit, me. All right, we're back in the United States of assholes. Yeah, good old USA. Where Superman comic saves family from losing their home in foreclosure. An anonymous family in the American South was where the fuck is the American South at?
I have no idea.
Fuck is that? Where the fuck is that? I'm in the South, but this ain't called the American South. The fuck, you finna have the American North, the American East, the American West?
I don't know, all the way from California to Florida? The American South?
I don't know how these motherfuckers come up with dumb shit like this. But they do. Anyways, they were on the verge of foreclosure when they discovered a copy of Action Comics 1 in their basement. The comic, which contains the first appearance of Superman, could fetch more than $250,000. The owners of this rare comic have had the home in... Have had... What? Now, I'm not reading this fucked up, people. This is the goddamn editor. Blame it on the fucking editor. The owners of this rare comic have had the home in their family since the 1950s. Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. Their copy of Action Comics 1, which was rated 5.0 VG Fine. I don't know what the hell. To any comic book nerds, please call up and explain that.
Talking about comic books nerds, we got one in the chat room. No.
Oh, a comic book nerd. Oh, well, call up.
I heard the Jackal talking on a show the last couple of weeks, and it was about comic books, so he must know. He must know.
Oh, well, yeah. Comic book nerd Jackal. Tell us what 5.0 VG Fine means. Well, it will be up for auction on ComicConnect.com from August 27th to September 17th. Well, I'm pretty sure it'll get over 250,000. First editions, people get up to like millions of dollars. And how, I don't fucking know, but yeah. Right. Alright. Oh, man. Damn, Florida, staying on the fucking map with this nutty news. Man, what the hell is going on? Y'all done about to surpass the goddamn nuttiest place on the planet. Fucking UK people. Shit. We ain't even read about them once in the news. What the hell is going on? Somebody must be fucking with my news, man. Somebody fucking with my news. That's what it is. Somebody sabotaging the news, people. There's no way we've covered all these issues and no goddamn UK has been in none of this. Yeah, I'll have to buy that for a dollar.
Well, they heard you talking about it too much, and they thought, yeah, let's throw in some Florida in the news.
Yeah. Let's see. In Florida, church plans burn a Quran day to mark 9/11. Well, why don't we burn your fucking church down, you ignorant motherfuckers? Y'all some ignorant ass people. Y'all some ignorant motherfuckers out there. And I'm just speaking to the motherfuckers who actually believe that stupid shit went down. And you blaming it on a country that can't fly shit over here. You ain't never seen a goddamn plane come from any foreign country and fly over here in any years that you done been motherfucking living. Except for that planned goddamn day. Like I say, that planned goddamn day, September 11th. Sorry that motherfuckers lost lives and shit, but yeah, America kills their own every goddamn day and blame it on somebody else. So, hey.
And
you know,
their religion has nothing to do with it, so.
Nothing to do with it. What the fuck? Come the fuck on, man. I bet you these are Christians, though. Yeah, Christians. I always want to claim that, you know, or Baptists. Yeah, both of those. You know what I'm saying? That's why I had to, you know, claim non-denominational. Because it's like, damn, finger-pointing is just sucks when it comes to religion. You know what I'm saying? Oh, look, he's a Muslim. Oh, he's a Jew. Oh, he's a... What the fuck is that? What the fuck is a Jew? Tell me what color is a Jew. What color is a Christian? What color is a Baptist?
Well,
what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
In the end, they all pray to the same God. So
to the same motherfucking God. Jesus, people, I mean, like, anyways, a controversial Florida church known for publicly condemning what it considers sins plans to burn copies of Islam's holy book on the upcoming 9th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. The non-denominational Dove World Outreach Church Center, which has in the past joined the extremist Westboro Baptist Church in protesting homosexuality, is organizing the International Burn a Quran Day to oppose Islam, which it sees as a violent and oppressive religion.
Alrighty, that's almost asking for trouble if you're going to do that.
Hey, they're going to get what the fuck they deserve, shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
That.
And if that happens, they will complain about it. That's the sad thing.
Yeah, well, you know. Hey, anybody ever been to Iran? Because I'm not fucking going there. Yeah. If you happen to have any questions, they have one question you might want to ask. How does stoning work in Iran?
How does what work?
Stoning.
Stoning?
Not getting stoned, people, with marijuana. I mean
stoning
getting stoned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody
gets tied in the middle of a circle and everybody stands around it and gets thrown a rock?
First, you get buried. Iran's Islamic penal code states that men convicted of adultery are to be buried in the ground up to their waist, women up to their chest. If the conviction is based on the prisoner's confession, the law says the presiding judge cast the first stone. He who judged cast the first stone. Yeah, you motherfuckers taking that shit a little bit literal. too literal. So, if the conviction is, hold up, people. If the conviction is based on witnesses' testimony, the witnesses throw the first stones. Then the judge.
Now, where did they come from?
Then everyone else. Generally, other court officials and security forces.
They might be doing porn.
Damn. I read that on the show too, where they took like 16 couples who were wife swapping. Yeah. And flogged and stoned their ass to death. So you got to think, people. These motherfuckers first received, I don't know how many lashes by being flogged, and then they buried these motherfuckers up to their waist and titties, and then stoned their ass to death.
I smell an award.
God damn. An award? Hell, I think they got enough. Shit.
I think that happens almost every day there.
Every day. How the fuck do you commit a crime?
That's because they can't keep the dick out of the mashed potatoes.
Man, it ain't no goddamn way that the mashed potatoes is that good.
Hey, at least they got you dug in so far, so you won't end up with mashed potatoes. You end up with a mashed skull, though, so that's not fun.
Hitting you across the head with rocks, like.
That's another mashed head.
Damn, I can imagine people laying there, you know what I'm saying, buried up to their waist and their titties. Just, I'm getting hit! Ah, another rock! It's another rock! It's another rock! Yeah,
I would try to get the village drunk before they start throwing rocks. They might all miss.
Shitting me, they might hit your ass in between the eyes, accidentally missing it and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Drunk people don't always throw crooked people. Sometimes their aim is heightened and focused by the alcohol. I don't know any, but I'm just saying. You catch me getting drunk, goddammit. Shit. I can't piss in the toilet straight, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? I'm painting the goddamn bathroom and shit. Like, damn. You walk in. I like the decor in here, yeah. That faint yellow on your wall, yeah, I like that. That's a nice touch. And the smell is, oh, yeah, intoxicating.
Not really a thing that you should be doing when you've been drinking, throwing rocks.
Yeah. All right, people, that will do it for your Nutty News of the Day, you know what I'm saying? Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I mean
the world.
Okay, somebody wipe off the phone, because, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Scotty.
Oh, man. I tell you what, man. Hold on. I'll do you a favor, brother. Hold on. I'll do you a favor. Don't ask me to do this again, all right? But I'll do this for you just this one time. Hold on. Okay, are you going to let me do it? Yeah, there you go. Hold your phone up.
I don't have a phone.
What the fuck is that? Well, hold your headphone. Fuck it. Hold your head up with the headphones on it. Shit.
All right.
All right, here you go. God damn it. People, if you don't have phones for me to shoot, well, fuck it. I got to shoot you in the head. You know, Jesus.
Wait, I got a rock.
Oh, you do? Well, hold
hey,
on.
I'm already stoned. You don't have to stone me.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it wouldn't really hurt him, would it? You know what I'm saying? How do you stone a pothead that's stoned?
Already stoned.
Yeah, you know. Uh-oh. Did anybody hear about this one?
You have to tell us.
I guess not, because it's not going to play my little clip, you old son of a. Son of a clapper, clapper.
Clap on, clap off,
clap
clapper.
I swear, Heavenly Angels, it sounds like you'd be singing right on the end of that. You know what I'm saying? I can swear that she was singing. Shit. brings me back to old memories when I used to have one. Anybody still got a clapper?
I'm
not talking about your cooter hole. You know what I'm saying? I mean the actual. Yeah.
No clapper.
I got
either.
One. I got your clapper right here, baby. No, I don't want the clap, baby. I don't want the clap. I'm all right. But I do want
clamp
to
clamp on it.
Your tit spider.
No, oh, sorry. We had the. Yeah. Right.
Have a nice day.
Flaming mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
Okay. Didn't know there was one here, but yeah. Coming right back at you, people. This is Nando. Featuring Mrs. Trinity and Vibes Cartel. It's called Lockdown. New music right here on Record of Gay Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. And we are live. Yes.
Off your fool. Come make we love dough. Street she come home. Come make we love dough. Something sharp. Come make we love dough. Work it, work it. It's too much to do. As me pull your door. I need that call. Put on panic go. Girl, we love dough. No man, I give your call. I
wanna
here we are, you and me tonight. Me want to see you every night. Saw you know if you work it, work it. You know if you please me die. Baby, your body, body feel alright. Now let's go, me a hold on tight. Trinity, tell me what you want me to do. From the night till the morning light. And as you wake up,
come make me a prisoner,
I'm not afraid of dick up. When you talk about rum, you your two hands, and your two foot a dip up.
Sing low, yeah, easy, cause tonight we all love.
Come me go up in your front door, come me lock it up. Come me walk in front, we so you back it up.
Uh-huh,
you
know how
to
get
them,
that
I know
it's not
love. Come me be your lollipop, your icicle, your bubble gum, by your pillow, oh, go, go.
You need to select some longer songs. Yeah, I think we have someone else on the line. I can barely hear you, so hurry up, Smelly.
Oh, where'd he go? I missed it.
I don't know. I can't barely understand him. He's away from the telephone.
Eric, what are you talking about? Potholes right now, guys?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. I know what these
people
are capable of. Okay. It's potholes, okay?
Okay.
Eric.
Drugs are bad.
I got a little South Park, man. It knows a raunchy ass comedy, but boy, they be hitting some real little, you know, hidden messages and shit in there. You know what I'm saying? Like they had the last one I was talking about. Well, you know, the little fat dude, Cartman.
Yeah, Cartman.
Yeah. Well, he talking about he was going into Christian rap. He was going to be a Christian rap singer and shit. They went into Christian. It wasn't really rap. I guess Christian singing. So this motherfucker, he's sitting now taking old lyrics of songs and shit and just crossing them out and putting Jesus. Yeah, he put Jesus in front of it. He fucked up.
Let's take out this word and replace it by Jesus.
And replace it by Jesus. And it was a fucking hit. But you got to think about the reality of our music, people. Why the fuck do you have jazz when a motherfucker is just remaking your goddamn song, but he just take the lyrics out of it, but because he playing instruments, that makes it a whole new song. He gets solely paid off of it, and you don't get no money off of it. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Bitch, I want to sell my instrumental. Goddamn it, how you going to make an instrumental of my instrumental? But then put your name to it and put some motherfucking harps and bells and shit into it now. It's a whole new song. No, this is not your song, man. This is a new song. Motherfucker, please.
Aren't there rules and regulations for that?
Yes, there is not.
Yes, there is not. There is over here.
Oh, there is? No, we ain't got no... Hell, we got motherfucker... You got bootlegging going on every day over here. Who the hell cares about the artist? You know what I'm saying? Shit, get your ass in the fucking studio and record that goddamn music. That's what you do. So we can fucking make money off of you on the streets. Not in the stores, on the streets. Oh, sorry, people. I thought that's how it'd go. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
Hold up.
I'm trying to get a... Can I call down there and see about getting a bus ticket?
To what?
Hawaii.
From where? From Pelham to
one
where?
One bus ticket. $5. Yay!
We're going to take the family like on a vacation.
Two bus tickets. $10. Yay!
Hello? Yeah.
I can't be on the road too long. This calling card about to go off.
The calling card? Okay, who the fuck still uses calling cards besides Mexicans?
I'm going to Hawaii.
Mexicans be burning up calling cars down here, boy. Shit.
What the name?
Hola. Let me get 4 calling cards. $2. Give me the 4 $2 calling cards. God damn, you motherfuckers ain't heard of Bright House down here. Shit. We got free international calling. Damn. Oh, at least it's cheaper than keep buying all them goddamn calling cards, but... I guess they don't know that, so, hey, that's why they're still on the shelves, you know what I'm saying? But now the fucked up thing down here, and at least in Tampa, is they took all the goddamn payphones away. You know, I used to be able to go to the corner and use the payphone to call your favorite drug dealer. Okay, you can't do that anymore. Yeah, they've taken that out, so you guys can kiss all that goodbye. So I don't even know where they're using calling cards at nowadays, because that was the whole purpose of the calling card was, you know what I'm saying, to use it from a payphone.
Mm-hmm.
If I got a house phone, why the fuck, you know what I'm saying?
We still got a few payphones left, but not a lot anymore.
That's showing you the future, people. That's showing you the future. They don't want you to be able to call fucking 911 for help from a goddamn payphone by the time they get there. Where are you?
They
know what they're doing in Oakland, California? In Oakland.
Huh?
In Oakland, California, they're going to start. You can't call 911 for a small emergency. It better be a dire emergency. In Oakland. Oakland is one of the most dangerous cities in the United States. They want you to go online and and file your complaint online. Don't call.
Hey, they got to get rid of some people. You know what I'm saying?
I guess that's the plan.
That's fucked up, but it's true, people. It's true. I think I read about that in the Nelly News, matter of fact, the other day. That they
it's about to go down.
1 minute left, Smiley.
Damn. All right, well, people, this is Too Much Music Thursday, you know what I'm saying, riding out, playing the hottest independent music, you know what I'm saying, from around the world. And I'd like to thank everybody for hanging out on the show. Everybody over there on the Paranormal Soup Network, you know what I'm saying, what's up to you? And big ups, you know what I'm saying? Only a few people I know over there, but pretty soon when we switch over, we're going to know fucking everybody. You know what I'm saying? So go to ParanormalSoupNetwork.com. And I mean the world. Uh-oh, got to wipe my phone off again.
Hey,
all right,
people.
I hear you. It's a lot more spit now. I understand. You know? A lot more
spit. Maybe that's drool.
Right. Don't know why we would be drooling. Somebody's in the hot tub. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. All right, people, we're out of here. Six Figures is taking us out of here with Why You Hating It On Me? Featuring the Verbalist.
See you tomorrow, people.
You know it. Freak the fuck out Friday. It's going down, people. Come freak the fuck out. Right.
Cause I feel it's about time. Make you fake cuts, it's my time to shine. Think of being way down. Pressure on my chest has got me stressing now. Walls been closing if I fall too long. So let me stress it in this song. So long, wanted you gone. Now that I have the strength to say just how it is that you break my day. Not the problem, I'm the solution. Every word you speak, just send a pollution. Through the pools of this man's soul. So accepting did your time to go. Just get fit the hate, I wanna have a clean slate. Laughs and all this aggression. To get the step in, I'm done with stressing. But you already know I'm done making a mess, so just fucking go. Why you always hating on me? I can't deal with this shit anymore. Why you always hating on me? So I'm me. I can't deal with this shit anymore. Why you always hating on me? So I'm walking out the door. What a better fit I can't break. Was it a mistake to let this man fake? His way through each and every day, never revealing the same face. Just gotta keep up the facade. On a plate side from a lesser guy. Feelings ruin a society. Every last dream inside of me. Raise my voice, look out of me. You made your choice, but try to be anything but the real you. You wanna hate, then keep it real so we can see through the light you built yourself around. Find the real you. That one, no one else has found. Crack show number one's my man. Now that you're exposed, how you gonna stand on your own merit, motherfucker? I gave you that cross. Show me how you gonna bear it. Why you always hating on me? Can't deal with this shit anymore. Why you always hating on me? So I'm walking out the door. Why you always hating on me? I can't deal with this shit anymore. Why you always hating on me? So I'm walking out the door. If you hate no Z, then you hate no me. Why you gotta hate? Just ride with a G. I know I be fresh and I know I be clean. Why play true? Fuck a hater, that's me. I'm trying to figure out why my name in your mouth. I guess some things hit you like a worm in a trout. But I go real deep, just call me damn Fouch. Hate with promotion, keep hate little cow. We're going to the top, put the verbal out your mouth. You don't think so, just check my PayPal. When I got your girlfriend and she wanna be my pal. But I swing it from the bitches, man, you hate out of town. And I'm coming to your town, so hate on me now. I cut the blues loose for the cow, go brown. Taking those shorts like bikers in their shorts.